gastric banding, the so-called lap band surgery. Turns out it does have a high complication rate.
Well, again, you have to look a little bit under the headline itself, because this particular study, which is published in the journal, the Archives of Surgery, was a study looking at an older lap band technique done at one institution in Belgium where they just started to do the procedure. And so they had no prior experience to doing it, and the number of patients that were in this particular study was small. And the complications that they found after following these patients for about 10 to 12 years after the surgery was that they had erosion of the plastic that was in this band that circles the stomach to reduce the size of the stomach, eroded into the stomach, and some of the stomachs were twisted. The issue, though, now is that the lap band itself that is used is very different from the original device used. And as with any type of procedure that's done, you learn from your mistakes. Unfortunately, when mistakes are done when you're dealing with surgery, it's not what you like to see with people. But nevertheless, this is how things do progress at times. And so the new bands that are developed now account for this previous experience. And also, there are many more techniques that are used. The experience is passed on from surgeon to surgeon. There are conferences that are held to go over the procedures, to hone them, to make them more efficient, to make them safer to do as well. So even the authors of this particular study, they concede that their research was only with a small number of people and that the lap bands themselves have changed over time and that it was only one institution. So the bottom line to this is that whenever you're looking to do any surgical procedure, it can be lap band, it can be any surgical procedure, you have to always inquire what the institution's experience has been with this particular procedure, what their complication rates have been, and what the survival rates are with the surgery. That should be very evident, especially when you're looking at bariatric surgery, and this being one type of bariatric surgery, you want to be able to know from that institution what their rates are. Because, for example, there is a place in Toronto that does the lap band procedure that has a very good record of doing this particular type of procedure and doesn't have these type of complications that are seen. So
how do you find that out? Where do you go to find
you,
out?
You simply ask when you go to the institution. Most of the institutions that do this have this right on their websites. You should be able to get that information. If not, you have to ask the surgeon to provide you with that information. But as with a lot of procedures, especially when you look, for example, in the United States, where centers have to compete for business in some ways, they will put up front what their rates are, what their complication rates are, and also speak to your surgeon, because the surgeons have access to that information as well. But usually, if somebody is proud of what they're doing, if the institution is an institution of excellence, they're going to let you know how well they do things because they want you to come there.
Okay, thank you.